Hail Mary, full of grace.
Blessed be thou.
Psalms 91, verse 2.
Blessed be thou.
I will sing of the Lord. He is my refuge when my fortress, my God, and when I trust. That means to have trust in God.
Amen.
Proverbs 31:28. Her children rise up and call her rest, her husband also, and pray, and he prays her. And many daughters have done victoriously, but thou exempt them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. That means you should just be thankful to have a godly mom.
Amen.
Two. Two. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There's only one that can follow them young.
Bless him.
I won't be long now. I don't know, whatever the Lord does. I'm going to be in 2 Timothy 2:20. I'm going to start off right there. And I like that. That man preached this morning, Psalm 23. I love that verse.
Amen. So like he said, it's got so much stuff in it. It's got so much right there. The Lord is our shepherd. He leads us. He guides us. I'm glad that God had a better purpose, a greater plan for my life than what I accepted in my life.
Amen.
Just walking around, just blinded by everything, that I just didn't care, man. I'm just glad that he stopped and changed what I had for my life. I'm going to read Jeremiah 29:11.
Number three, start this one.
Start us off. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I'm glad God gave me an expected end. I expected what I wanted, and I had my life planned out. I didn't care, and that's how I wanted it. And I'm glad He turned me around. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray to me, and I will hearken on you. I'm glad He listens to our prayers. He listens to us. Man, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Hey,
right.
My sins shall be forgiven. I'm glad He gave my sins that day and saved me and changed me. And ye shall seek me and find me and search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, saith the Lord, and I will turn you from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again to the place where caused you to be carried captive. He brought me back to Him. He brought me back to where I needed to be.
Right.
Back to where my family's supposed to be. Man, I couldn't have told you, I mean, in 2.5 years, that I'd buy a house, that I'd have a career, that I've never worked a day in my life. When I go to these job sites and I tell these guys, they're joking. I'm like, well, I've only done this for 2 years. I've only done 2 years on 13. And they're just like, okay, yeah, sure, okay. And they don't believe it. I mean, I still don't believe it. It's just crazy. It blows my mind. It's something that takes time and a lot. And God just pushed me straight through. I didn't have a plan. I moved a couple of jobs when I got out. I did some heating in the air. I worked on some stonework. I just didn't feel God had me in those places, man. I still felt I was supposed to be over here. And I just followed the Lord. I told you I moved a couple of jobs. And then I got right where I needed to be. And God put me here. I'll tell you where I can fit in, right where I need to be. It's one of the roughest of the rough that I'm around every day. And I get to be a light, and I get to tell people about God every day and what He's done in my life. And a lot of them, they don't understand because I don't understand still. But God says we ain't supposed to understand. Right. Just trust in the Lord.
That's right.
In 2 Timothy 2:20, it says, "But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work."
Amen.
I got all the kids together today, and I was praying for Brandon and Bertie to be there so that we can anoint the house of oil.
Amen.
So we walk around and touch every door.
Right.
And pray as we walk. And I'm telling you, Brody, he has got a hunger for this word here. That he's always talking about. He pulled me aside. He was just so concerned about why we was doing that. He didn't understand. I said, well, the oil brings in the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And then in James, it talks about anointing them with oil and let the elders of the church bring them. I said, and it sanctifies it. I said, we're setting aside. I said, this is God's house.
There you go.
This is not our house. He said, so that means nothing can happen here. I said, unless God allows it.
Right.
He said, so this right here, everything we have is God's. He said, that's right. This is God's house. I said, God gave it to us. So we once we're oil, we sanctify it and set aside for what's God's. I said, it's not ours. I said, everything you get, everything you got in this life comes from Him.
That's right.
I said, it's all His. It's not ours. He just lets us borrow for a little. Lets us borrow for a little. All His.
Right.
But He lets us borrow for a little. But what you do with them is going to determine their future.
There you go.
Hey, you got some to be children of Satan. That's what He said.
Come on.
You raise them up the wrong way, they're going to be children of Satan.
Right.
They're going to live like the world, live loose, live crazy. And that's your fault. As a man and a woman, as their child, as their mother or father, you got to raise them up right.
Amen.
I said, but they're sanctified, you know. So he was wondering, he was just so excited how he gets on fire. He's like, well, can you show me in the Word? And I showed him a little bit, and I think it's 1 Kings, where about the oil, and then where they pour oil to anoint a man with oil from the top of his head to the bottom of his head.
Yeah, man.
You know. He just gets real excited about that, and I told him we set aside this house. It's, like I said, it's sanctified. We have to don't let nothing come in here that's not holy.
Don't let nothing disrupt
this house. You know what I mean? I said, if you do that, it puts a protection around
it. Yes,
that.
Sir.
I told him, we anoint our vehicles. I said, we'll anoint the washing machine. We'll anoint the dryer if we need to. I said, it's all God's. I said, if you can pray over certain things, man, and then just You'll just see things last longer.
That's good.
Everything comes along with God. So if you give him the glory, man, he's going to make it come to pass. Yeah. That's what he does, man. And it says, flee, also youthful lust, right. But follow righteousness and faith and charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Well, when I was youthful, I was wild,
yeah.
And I had to get away from that. Away from that living, I look back and see how my mind changed, my heart changes, and everything changes throughout the years. And this one right here sticks out to me. Flee also youthful lust.
Right.
It says, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, mm-hmm. with them that call on the Lord with a pure heart. With a pure heart.
Yeah.
Stay pure, children. Stay pure. Stay pure till you get old. Don't ruin all that.
Right.
Stay pure until you get married.
That's good.
Don't
tell me.
Ain't got for you. That ain't nothing good. I'm telling you, it ain't fun. It ain't fun. I'm just telling you. Don't get no tattoos. Don't get down in here like pink and purple.
Tell me, church.
Walk around looking crazy.
Amen.
Just don't do it. I'm telling you, it's not fun. And look, like, you might think it looks cool. It is not cool at all.
Amen.
I'm
going
to tell you right now. I've lived that life and it's not cool.
Amen.
Now I look at people like that and I just got to pray for them.
Yeah.
You just got to pray for them. And wonder that God would wake them up. God would do them as he's done to us.
Amen.
Then he'll put a hunger and a point of fire in them.
When
somebody's praying for them, man, I'm telling you, prayer works. Like you said,
yes,
praying for his brother right there. He's watching it work right now.
20 Amen.
Years, man.
Yeah.
How long does it take? 20 years. And now you're watching it come. I didn't get saved until I was like 28 years old.
Come on.
Now, you know, you got some that got saved when they were 12, 10. Hey, man, that's awesome. Man.
Right.
Like you said, you're going to be saved, you know, by the time you're 20, you'll be saved. For only more than half your life. I gotta live till I'm almost 60 something of you. Save half my life, or 60.
Hallelujah!
Something like that. Till I'm saving more than half my life. With God, and that's great. And if you just hold on to that,
there you go.
Stand on that. God can do so much in life, and he can take you places that he could not take me. Because I have been divorced,
that's
I have done things in my life that God can't
do. That's
pastor.
Good. That
I can't be in the ministry like that, but you can. Y'all can.
Right.
You can. Y'all
can
be like that, man. Y'all can live. David didn't even get to build the temple, but
that's
through his son. I can watch.
There you go.
That's
good preaching, right there.
The Lord that we're held back from. That we're not able to do. You can live like that, and that is a wonderful thing. Living out there and living like that is not fun. I'm just telling you, this is where it's at. It says in 23, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. If somebody comes asking you something stupid, just don't answer sometimes. When they start, and you'll know when people come up, because when you're a Christian, they like to be, they like to have sarcasm and stuff like
Amen.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no time for that. So when they're coming up, and you just know they are. They're gonna persecute you, they're gonna talk about you, because the way you live, they're gonna watch you, and they're gonna say, well, judge, don't
Amen.
Judge me.
Come on.
I'm not judging the word, judge.
I
get judged by the word.
Right.
I get written by this. I get reading something to know that I've done something wrong, and this judges
yes,
me right
Amen.
Here. Hey, but you call out there, and they don't like that, man. Hey,
come on.
They call it out and just say what the word says.
Right.
And I'm telling you, they're gonna have any questions for you, and you know it don't mean no good from them. You just turn away from them. And any answer you give them, it's going to be wrong. Sometimes you just got to flee that. Turn
right,
away from
that's
that
good,
and ignore it, man. You just got to ignore
Amen.
It. I'm going to read something over here in Isaiah. Isaiah, you got to turn to it. It's fine. Isaiah 41. He giveth power to the faint.
That's right.
And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Thank God.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord.
Yeah, man.
You wait upon the Lord. What do you do when you wait? To serve the Lord. To wait. To be waited on.
Amen.
You wait. You serve the Lord. Those that serve the Lord upon the Lord. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
God will give you strength in time of need. God will give you in your lowest time of your life. And God will just show up and just continue on, pushing you forward and be cheering on. Get up, keep going.
Amen.
And he'll be your greatest man. If you'll just allow him to have his will and way with your life,
Amen.
He'll order your steps. You don't got to worry about tomorrow. You can say a prayer and it can come to pass.
Right.
You can watch things. I'm telling you, my life has been I got a great wife. She's a great mother to my children.
Right.
And I'm able to have three more bonus children. And then I can have God help me raise them up right and bring them to a church that's right.
Right.
We're in the right way. We walk straight, narrow path. I've never been to a church like this before where it's we're on fire right here. This is where the fire line is.
Yeah, man.
This is where we need to be.
Amen.
Don't go nowhere else. This is right where you need to be. I can tell you that right now. If you need a sign from God, here I am. This is right where you need to be.
Yeah,
stay right here. Right here. Because this is what we read and this is what we live by.
Amen.
That's good
preaching.
Amen. Good job. Amen. Good man. Good handing off with the name.
Bless
him. Amen.
That's good preaching.
Amen.
Put it way down here because I got it up loud back there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to plug the ears up. I'm going to go mad.
Bless him.
We'll be in Ephesians, chapter number 5. Ephesians, chapter number 5. Like I say, I love the Lord, I'm thankful. And they said, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We always want to be in the house of God.
Right.
As we said this morning, that's where we got saved. And that's where we want to serve the Lord. That's where the Lord is. And we should want to be there in His presence. We should want to worship Him. We don't come to church to be seen. We don't come to church to be heard. We come to church to serve Him. Why? Because He's
the
Savior of our soul. He's the He's our rock. He's our fortress.
Amen.
He's our stronghold, and
yes, sir.
That's where He's at. And I want to be with Him. I want to be. You know, you come out of darkness into light by the love of the brethren. I want to be with my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You know, it's Mother's Day. We went over and saw Mama before we come to church. My brother was there and said, "Hey, come on, go. Y'all come on, we'll go get something to eat." And my sister-in-law said, "You know they don't eat on Sunday. You know they don't do that." I said, "No, we're going to church, y'all. Y'all know that. Y'all come on, go to church with me."
But there you
know, that ain't popular. But I'm telling you, it's something we got things that's wrong. We got things that don't line up. We got a great falling away.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about babes in Christ.
Right.
I'm talking about those that are older in
Christ
that have ate meat before. I've seen them.
Right.
Hey, they might have to gum it now because their teeth falling out, but hey, I've seen them eat meat before.
Amen.
Yeah.
But where are they at? Where are they at? They're at home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, hey, in Sunday school, let me go and say to those two that's watching on the internet, let me say that you need to be in Sunday school.
Amen.
We got some good Sunday school teachers.
Right.
I don't know how many years I've been here. I'm not good at keeping up years. But there's been some times that the Sunday school teacher, we had to bear with them sometimes. Amen. Hey, for a whole year. Why? Because they've been voted in. But hey, we come. We still come. We support. Why? Because if they in this, and they're not going to be up here unless they in this,
amen.
As long as they ain't out of this,
then
everything's going to be all right. There's something in it for you.
Amen.
You might not like the one that's presenting it to you, but I'm telling you, this is where you're going to get your help.
Amen.
This is where we're going to come together as a family. This is where we're going to be. And in these end times, and we can look around and we can see that the end times is near.
Yes.
I'm telling you that there's destruction out there. There's destruction coming because the people don't want it anymore.
Right.
And they get a little sideways, a little twisted.
Bless them.
They get mad at this one and mad at that one. Or I don't like what them deacons do. And I don't like what Brother Tracy preaches on. I don't. And, you know, you get just a little bit. I've seen it. I've been here long enough to see it. I'm talking about strong Christians. I'm talking about them ones that, like I was telling you, that could eat meat.
Right.
That you wouldn't think would turn and go that way. They've turned and gone that way. They're turning back. There's a weakness. My pastor gets up here and says, hey, I'd rather be here than up in the mountains, I mean, or any hospital or any jail. Hey, I'd rather be here than Disney World. Amen. I'd rather be here than Pigeon Forge. Yeah. I'd rather be here than the beach. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because this is where I get my strength.
Right.
My Savior, my Lord and Savior, died not only for me, but for the church.
Amen.
We'll read that here in just a second. He died for the church. He is a part of the church. He's the head of the church.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
Amen.
We need to submit ourselves. Hey, men, we're going to read about that. We're going to read about the women submitting to the husband. And, oh, boy, we need to be careful. We'll get puffed up. But when you read that, you put yourself in that position when it starts talking about the church.
Right.
Hey, we got to submit to God. We got to submit to Him, to the church. And that's what's wrong with us now. With us is the church.
Amen.
Hey, the world's getting worse, but where's the church?
Amen.
Hey, the church has done got worldly. Hey, and the world ain't got churchy. I promise you that. It's going the wrong way.
Amen.
But where are the people? Where are my people, thus saith the Lord?
Amen.
Hey, turn from our wicked ways. Hey, I need to hear that. I need to hear that God is love. I've enjoyed that. But I also need to hear that he's been called jealous. He's a jealous God.
Amen.
You don't believe me? Go over and ask Moses and them.
Right.
Go over. Hey, it was taught in Sunday school. It was preached this morning. I ain't telling you nothing new.
Amen.
Hey, I'm trying to just sound the horn. I'm trying to sound the trumpet. Where are we at?
Amen.
There's so much on the line. There's so much in this.
That's
on the line with salvation, with our children and our kindred.
Amen.
There's so much on the line. But where are we at?
Amen.
We'll read. It says verse number, we'll start out verse number 16. Remembering the times, because the days are evil. Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
We don't do that no more. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Read that right there. Giving thanks always for all things unto
Amen.
God. All things unto God. I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for my health.
Amen.
I want to thank God for my strength. I want to thank God for my son.
Yes.
I want to thank God for my daughter. I want to thank God for my wife. I want to thank God for my mama. I want to thank God for my daddy.
That's
I want to thank God for my church.
Right.
I want to thank God for my pastor. I want to thank God for my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And the list goes on and on and on. If the heart's right.
Amen.
Submitting yourselves, did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Submitting yourself. Not ruling other people. Not being the one that is going to call all the shots. Submitting ourselves one to the other. Wives, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. Listen, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the Savior.
Right.
Hey, the Savior of the body of the church, the members. There's many members, but there's one body.
Right.
And He's the Savior of that. We need to submit ourselves to that. We need to have some reverential fear. We need to be fearful of what God will do and can do.
Yes,
I'm telling you, it's bad when we go and we do these things and the church just goes by the wayside. Assembling ourselves together goes by the wayside.
Come on, preacher.
Doing this and that and the other thing goes by the wayside. And the church is the one that's going to suffer. Therefore, the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands, listen, in everything.
Yeah.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
Yeah.
It's what we do. We come in here and we get clean. We come in here and we worship. We come in here and we pray. We come, hey, if you're coming for any other reason, I done said that.
Amen.
Than to hear from God, than to worship God, than to praise God, and then to sing for God, and to testify for God, and you're coming for the wrong reason.
Right.
Hey, I've come to church before for the wrong reasons. I know that. I can tell you things that I get up here and preach to y'all because of the mistakes that I made in the past. Just like Jonathan, he gets up and tells us. Right. He gets up and tells y'all kids, don't go that way. Don't do these things. I'm telling y'all young ones that's under the age of 20, under the age of 30, under the age of 40, under the age of 80, right out them doors, Satan and all his gimps are waiting for you to come out to tempt you, to just draw you away. Brother Johnny's been stood up here tonight and told you. I'm talking about people that were strong in the Lord. They're not here tonight. Why is that? Sin lies at the door. They got sin in their heart. They got sin in their lives. Hey, I love them. I ain't talking about them. Hey, I'm trying to talk to them. Amen. Why? Because I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what the consequences is. I know it's hard to come back. I know there's a price to pay that you ain't willing to pay. I know it'll keep you longer. Hey, longer than what you intended for. I know that these little things that'll come in and it's ruin your testimony.
Right.
I know how to get sideways with somebody over here. I know how it is for somebody over here to get sideways with you. I've experienced those things. But I'm telling you, it's all of the devil.
That's
it's
right.
Not of the
That's
Lord.
Right.
You get sideways with somebody, it ain't of God.
Hey.
I can promise you that.
Right.
You get sideways with your man of God, you get sideways with your deacons. I'm telling you, it's not of God. And be careful. Be careful.
Amen.
Be careful.
Right.
Be careful. Be careful. Let me say it again. Be careful.
Amen.
Be careful. Why do you keep saying that? Because it's going to cost you.
Right.
Oh, it's going to cost you.
Right.
Did I tell you it's going to cost you?
Come on.
It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you.
Right.
Verse number 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. Talking about the church. How does the church become that way? When we become that way. When we come in by that washing of the word. When we come in and get this sin out of our lives. Hey, I'm telling you, we all sin. I'm telling you, every day I sin and come short. Every day. I'm not up here pointing fingers at rock. Every day I sin. Most time before I even get up and get out of bed, I get thinking about that insurance company and get me sideways. I'm telling you, every day.
Right?
He says, verse number 28, so ought men to love their wives. Listen to that. Is their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. But no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes, cherisheth, even as the Lord, listen, even as the Lord, the church, he cherisheth. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ, listen, and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife, see that she reverence her husband. Wives, reverence your husbands.
Amen.
Reverence them. Oh, Brother Tony, I don't like that. I understand that. I don't like it either.
Come on.
But listen, men. Reverence the church.
Right.
Reverence Christ. You want your wife to reverence you? You reverence the Lord.
That's
He'll take care of the rest.
Yes.
Amen.
You two are one.
Amen.
Right.
Hey, if you just can't stand your wife, let me give you a hammer. And you just come up here and take your big toe and lay it right there. And just well away. One time.
Yeah.
Come on.
One time. Don't hold back either.
Right.
Really hit it. No, you ain't going to do that.
Come on.
You ain't going to do that to your wife either.
Right.
I got a buddy of mine that I talked to him. I counseled with him. Him and his wife's having trouble. You know what he tells me? It's her. She does this. She does that. She does this. She does that. I said, well, I ain't talk to your wife, but I promise you, if I did ever get a chance to talk to your wife, she'd go, it's him, he does this, he does this.
Wow.
It's the devil. Right. It's the devil.
Right.
Separating the family. Man. Separating the alignment of how God lined it up with the man being the head of the home.
Amen.
Trying to separate that. Now the devil's been snuck in trying to separate the church.
Come on, preacher.
Hey, that's why the numbers are low.
Right.
Come on.
That's why when we go up there and preach in Oaktown, it's kind of hard to do when we say, come on in. Why? Because where's all the other members?
Amen.
Come on.
They haven't been caught up in it. They are caught up in the world.
Hey,
because right. They're not lining up. They left their first love.
Right.
But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son who died for me.
Amen.
And in return, I should love him.
Amen.
In return, I should submit to him. In return, I should fear and reverence him.
Amen.
And be in his house. Amen. And worship him. Hey, way beyond the mountains and the sea. Way beyond going out and eat. Way beyond these things. There's things that's not in order at the house of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, just sounding the trumpet, sounding the horn. There's things that's not right. We expect the man of God to be here every time.
Bless
the
Lord.
I'll go ahead and you put it on notice, and he's my man of God. But if he quits coming to Sunday school,
come on,
we're going to have trouble.
Right.
If he starts going on vacation and missing on Sundays, we're going to have trouble.
Come
on.
Where's the deacons at?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
Right.
If the head, hey, you expect the head to be right, the neck should be right.
Come on.
I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
Hey, but if you're looking for your excuse, bring it in, I'll sign it.
Right.
Come on.
If you look, because that's all you're doing. You're looking for an excuse.
Right.
You done got twisted. You done got sideways. You done lost focus. Sin's done crept into your heart.
That's
because
it,
sin crept into your house and you didn't deal with it. You got to deal with sin.
Right.
You got to deal with it. You got to cut it off.
Right.
Because if you don't, the Bible says it won't leave.
That's
it won't
right.
depart.
That's right.
You got to deal with sin when it comes to your house. Men, hey, that's what he's talking about. That's what it's talking about, being a man of the house, being the head of the house. Excuse me, honey, can I have my riches back? You might have to say that. Because the world's trying to do the head. Well, you need to do this, and you need to do that. Well, you need to sit down and pray for me, because I'm praying to God, waiting on him to give me the answer. And you need to back me up when he does give me the answer. They don't need to be the division. Why? Because sin's going to creep in. And there's going to be a price to pay. And not only is that person going to have to pay it, but our family members are going to have to pay it.
Right.
That's where we are today.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Yes, sir.
That's why there's a great falling away. I'm talking about that. I can't say that.
Bless him.
I can't say that. But most they have left. I love them with all my heart and would do anything for them.
Right.
Anything. Still today.
Yes,
they call me today, I'd be there for them.
Man,
I'd be there for them. But I watched them get twisted. I watched them get sideways.
Right.
I watched them after they got sideways. I watched their life crumble.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the price they're having to pay. Having to pay. And Preacher Moore said something today, and I can't remember exactly what it was. Or it was E. It was E in Sunday school. He said, if I was to get out of the will of God and leave this church, he felt like him,
right,
that God would take him out in just a little while. It wouldn't be long if he gets out of the will of God, gets out of church, gets sideways, gets bent, that God would take him out. Now I'm going to tell you what God shows me and thinks about, what I think about what God would do to me. I think if I got out of the will of God and I got out of church, I'd want to die and couldn't.
Come on.
I'd rather take me out and die. Lord, if I get out of your will, I ain't talking about this. I'm getting out just a little bit. I'm not talking about a cold, indifferent heart and get out. And I'm no good to the church and I'm no good to you. God, take me out. But you got to be careful. I watched it in our own family. They try to die. They try to drink themselves to death. They try to drug themselves to death. And they ain't going to do it. Because God's got his hand right there saying, no. It don't work like that. You're not God. I'm God.
Amen.
You're not God.
Amen.
Get off the throne and let me back on
the
throne.
That's good.
Repent. Turn from that. Get that sin out of your life. And then we can go places. But until you do, you ain't going to die.
Amen.
You ain't going to get out of it. And that's what's coming.
Right.
That's exactly what's coming.
Amen.
And if we ain't careful, it can get us.
Amen.
There's not a person in here that's above that, that can't be got by the devil.
Right.
I'm just telling you,
right.
That's why you got to stay in the will of God.
Amen.
That's why you got to stay with God.
Amen.
That's why you got to stay with his people.
Amen.
That's why you got to assemble yourselves together. That's why we got to come to Sunday school. That's why we got to go to Vacation Bible School. That's why we got to have revivals 3 times a year.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
For these reasons. Why? Because there's a lot to count on.
Amen.
Right.
There's a lot to count on. One of these young men might be called to be a preacher.
Wow.
Might be the preacher into, hey, a preacher that were in people nobody else is preaching.
Right.
God's done closed the word up except maybe on one of them.
Amen.
Right.
Or a wife. Hey, that would be a God-fearing spouse to stand by her man.
Come on.
That's out in the mission field.
Amen.
Brother Dwayne, I thought about that. We got a church come to. He has to travel. His family pays the price. Our pastor's family pays the price. Why? Because we're not of ourselves anyway. We're of him.
Right.
We belong to him. He uses us as he sees fit. We're vessels. We want to be vessels of honor, not vessels of dishonor.
Amen.
But there's a price to pay. I pray till the Lord comes back. He's always got a man of God standing up there in this old King James Bible, just hammering it down.
Yes.
And I pray that he's got a church full to follow. Because, hey, started out with 12.
Right.
12 turned the world upside down.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to bring them in. And the way we bring them in is we love them, we show them, but we walk the example in front of them. We don't get on Facebook and blabber this and blabber that and do this and do that. We get up and preach about Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. These preachers come in and do it. But yeah, and I don't have it in my house. Sir, I'm telling you, if your wife's got it, you got it.
Come on.
If your wife's got it, you got it. If your child's got it in your house, you got it.
Come on.
I know that ain't popular. I didn't expect it to be.
Right.
Just trying to sound the horn. Just
Amen.
Trying to help us. Because I'm telling you the reason I don't have Facebook. Because I still got this flesh that I have to tool around in. Hey, and I've been in, goodness, look what they, I can't believe that.
Come on.
Then guess what? Guess what's going to happen? I'm going to get twisted and I'm going to get sideways at that.
Come on.
I'm just telling y'all the truth. I ain't trying to hurt nobody.
No.
I know Facebook can be used for good, but I know how the devil and his tools are.
Amen.
I know he can stab you with it.
Amen.
And I know it can hurt.
Number one.
His word. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, and you should, I'm going to be in John chapter number 21.
Yeah.
Seen this before, and the Lord gave me something out of it, so I'll go ahead and bring it to you.
Amen.
John chapter number 21, verse 5. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find it. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. I'm sure Peter doesn't want this verse really to be in the Bible, but it's here. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Verse 12, Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? I'm going to preach for a little while out of these verses on this simple little thought. Going to church with Jesus.
Amen.
You open this up, and there, Peter's trying to quit. He said, I'm going back fishing. I'm not going to be doing this anymore. I'm just going to give up. And he goes out fishing, toils all night, catches nothing. And then Jesus, on the side of the bank, calls on him saying, Children, have ye any meat? He is concerned about that meat because they're about to go into the book of Acts and they're going to need some meat to get moving. Now I want to tell you this right now. If God has something for you to do, you need meat.
Amen.
You need meat. I remember a few weeks ago, we're over there at the Outback Steakhouse, and that just probably made everybody in here hungry. If it didn't make you hungry, you might want to just check up. Hallelujah. We were over at the Outback Steakhouse, and we were all sitting down ordering our food. And they brought me my 18-ounce burnt sacrifice, hallelujah, and set it down in front of me, and I started to eat on that. I needed that meat to keep me going.
Amen.
Now, at the other end of the table was little baby Audrey with a bottle. If you would have set that 18-ounce burnt sacrifice in front of her, anybody walking by would have probably said, That's unusual. That's not right. There's something not right about that.
Right.
And if you would have put a bottle in front of me, and I would have started shaking it up and getting the formula and everything, and then start drinking from the bottle, anybody walking by there would probably go off the corner calling 911 saying, There's one that's escaped. He's here at Outback. Come get him before he does whatever.
Amen.
But they needed some meat, and Jesus was concerned about this. So they were in the ship, they were casting for fish, they were fishing, that's what they were, they were fishermen. And they were in the sea, and Jesus was calling them from the sea to land.
Right.
They're going from work to worship.
Amen.
Jesus beckoned them to come to the land. He said, hey, if you got any meat, you better come on in, come on in, come on in.
Amen.
And Jesus began to say, I know you've been out there busy. I know you've been out there working. I know you've been out there laboring. I know you haven't been doing it with my power on you. Why don't you just come on the land? I've got dinner ready.
Amen.
And friend, they began to go from work to worship.
Amen.
And when they brought everything in, and Peter had the verse that he doesn't like read about him, he came from sea to land, from work to worship. They found three things. And I believe if you're going to go to church with Jesus, you need these three things. In verse number 9, they saw a fire of coals.
Yes.
Friend, we need the fire of God.
Amen.
We need the power of God. We need the Spirit of God to come down. If we're going to go to church the way Jesus wants us to go to church, hey, he beckons them in. If you can wake up Sunday morning and you don't hear Jesus saying, hey, come on, come on, it's time, come on.
Right.
If Sunday night comes and you can't hear Jesus say, hey, come on, come on, come on, I got it, it's all ready for you. If Wednesday night, all the other nights, if you don't hear that, friend, I'm very concerned. Because he had a fire of coals. He was there. The Spirit of God is represented here. The Spirit of God. I want to go somewhere where it's not just...
And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And if you look at this slide right here, this is the Greek word pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, which means this right here. And if you didn't, I don't need that.
Right.
I need somebody with the power of God on them to get up and take a text and get down in my face and say, thus saith the Lord.
Right.
I need somebody with the power of God on them that don't know nothing about what's going on to get up and preach like this morning, deal with my heart, show me what I need, and say, hey, guess what? Here's some meat. You need this.
Yes. Yeah.
You also see it in this same verse, fish.
Right, right.
Let me tell you, when you go to church with Jesus, you'll see sinners get saved.
Right.
I can tell you, it delights me to hear that Brother Allen's brother is coming to church,
right,
going to revival. Hey, I want to tell you something. Just like it was, I remember. Man, I'm going to have to tell too many stories, and I'm not going to be able to get this through. I remember it was a few years ago. Dad, we'd go sit down at Chip's, and he'd be asking questions. He'd be asking. I remember the questions. I remember him talking to him.
Amen.
And after he was done talking, he'd be off somewhere. I'd say, Brother Allen, he's asking questions.
Amen.
Brother Allen, guess what? When you go to church with Jesus, you'll see sinners get saved.
Amen.
Not only that, this is why I'm against these slides, these projectors, and
Come
these
on.
Computers and everything. I love computers and everything, but not here. Amen. I got a Bible.
Hallelujah.
You only see fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread.
Yes.
When you go to church, friend, you've got to have the scriptures.
Yes.
You have to have the scriptures. Yes. If you're going somewhere where there is no scriptures, no King James Bible, friend, I want to tell you, the most beautiful Bibles are worn out.
Amen.
I want to tell you, I like it when they're new, nice and shiny and everything, but I like it when you get them broken in.
Yes.
I like it when I know somebody's been feeding on the bread.
Amen.
I like it when somebody knows, hey, you know what? I know where to find some bread. And it looks like I've been in that sunbeam a little while. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God, I want to tell you, you need the bread. You need the bread of God when you go to church with Jesus Christ. If you're going somewhere where, now, let's drink our coffee, and we're going to read 57,000 ways to have 47 Fridays every week. We're going to turn to page 37, and we're going to be reading about how you can have an everyday to Friday. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear the next bestseller this, bestseller that. I don't need to hear any of that. I need somebody who's got the Spirit of God on them. I need somebody who's got the bread of God and can open it up and say, hey, let me show you where to find some bread. Let me show you where I will see. Let me give you what God given me. Hallelujah.
It's all very, I guess, practical tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 12, and I'll be done. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine.
Amen.
Come and dine.
Amen.
Friend, when you find a church where there's the Spirit of God and there's a fire burning and you see a place where sinners can get saved, hey, friend, I want to tell you, I've seen you get saved here.
Right.
I've seen you get saved there. But friend, when you see the power of God and the fire fall and the Spirit of God move and you see the bread of God being distributed, I would say that would be somewhere I'd want to eat.
Amen.
Friend, I want to tell you, if you go somewhere and you eat and it's
Amen.
No good, it's no good, it's one of those places where it's got one star out of five, and you go there and you find out why, because you're sick for 3 days, and you go somewhere and you can't get no service, everything's cold and everything like that, you're not likely to come back.
Amen.
But friend, when you got Jesus there,
right,
and you got Jesus saying, hey, come and dine. Come and die.
Amen.
Let me tell you, he's never going to serve you anything that's going to hurt you.
Right.
He's never going to serve you anything that's going to poison you. He is never going to serve you anything other than what will help you.
Amen.
Friend, I want to tell you, what Jesus provides will provide. His provision will absolutely sustain you.
Amen.
He said, children, have ye any meat? In verse 5, he had fish ready for them. He said, you've been working, doing all these things with your own hands, and I've got fish ready for you.
Amen.
Friends, let's just stay where Jesus has us,
yeah,
where
yeah.
you can hear him say. It's almost like an old dinner bell. I remember where my grandparents had an old dinner bell, and any time you heard that dinner bell, you knew food was ready. Anytime you get up on Sunday morning, it's like the Spirit of God ringing the bells of heaven saying, come and dine, come and dine, come and dine. Hey, I want to go to church with Jesus. I want to go to church where Jesus is at. And friend, when you go to work where Jesus is at,
You won't go away empty.
That's right.
Unless you just pull up to the table and don't have your utensils. Let me tell you something. I came this morning ready to eat. I came ready to eat. And friend, I got something I can chew on that gave me strength and answered questions for me.
Amen.
Hey, friend, I want to tell you, when you come here, hey, somebody may open a text up. Okay, we'll turn your Bibles to Luke chapter number 16. You go, oh, I'm saved by the grace of God. I don't need to hear about hell. I don't need, he's preaching on hell. I'm already saved.
Listen.
Let me tell you something. You somebody preaching on hell and you're saved, it ought to burden you for your lost ones.
Amen.
But friend, I want to tell you, when you go to a place where Jesus is at, you'll never go away.
That's right.
Unless you put the utensils away.
Amen.
That's all.
Hallelujah. Good preaching. Good preaching.
Amen.
Number 5 on this
way. I'm gonna be in 2 Peter. Teddy, you're
2 Peter.
Yes, sir. Bless him. 2 Peter. Yes, 2 Peter chapter number 2. I tell you, I talk to people and I see things and talk, listen to what they got to say. Most of them, I'm just listening to what they have to say. They really don't want no rebuttal from you, no way. They got the same to tell you what it is, but you work it out yourself.
Right.
So that's what I do. I just listen. You know, when the Lord tells me to say something, that's what I do. But I say, I feel a spirit of rebellion going on today. I feel like I'm going to turn around. And it's not against people so much as it is against the church.
Amen.
It's against the Word of God. It's this old-fashioned way right here. Everybody wants to get bent sideways with this way right here. I'm telling you right now, they don't have much problem with other denominations or even Southern Baptists.
Right.
They have a problem with independent fundamental Baptists. They want to say we're still. They want to say we're tight. They want to say we won't move. And that's
bless
you. We don't want to do those things.
Right.
Because this is what's right here. These are the things we should be doing. We should be worshiping in spirit and truth. We should come in to do that. We should live our lives to do that. I tell you, I mean, everywhere you go, people want to bash that right there. Make
come
them
on,
they can lay their King James Bible down over here.
Come on.
They picked up something if they got anything, and they want to bash it and bash it and bash
amen.
It. And they're mad because we won't do the same.
Right.
Mad,
right.
Brother Tiny, because we won't change. They're mad because we won't
stand
beside and we won't
amen.
Do those things. Now they're mad.
Come on.
And they bash us and they talk about us about everything they can do, and you meet them, they look at you like you got 7 heads. It's all because they compromised and we didn't.
Amen.
Well, that's what
amen.
All
amen. Amen.
Over in 2 Peter it says, just right, we read a few verses and we're going to get out of the way.
Bless
it says, chapter number 2, verse number 1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresy. Now we're reading the Word of God. We're not up here casting no ugly words.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And then what that means is something that they're doing contrary to doctrine. They're changing what sound doctrine is, and they're twisting it to something else. I'm trying to make you believe something else. I'm trying
amen.
To make you believe somebody's twisting the scripture to make themselves
that's
on
right.
a pedestal or make themselves look good or make themselves in a way that they're not. I'm telling you right now, when you take sound doctrine and you twist it around like that, you're putting yourself in a place of damnable heresy.
Right. That's
you
good.
You better be well. The Bible is clear. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you
right.
sow, that's how you reap. And I'm telling you right now, if you do those
tell it, preacher.
These things will happen to you. They'll come back on you. I'm telling you, we got to obey the Word of God and do what's
that's
right.
That's good.
Amen.
I love you, but I'm trying to tell you the truth because I love you. Tell it.
Amen.
Who privily shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. I wasn't kidding you when I said that. It's going to be, you're not going to do those things.
Listen.
You're not going to get up and talk about the
Lord well,
God. You're not going to talk about the house of God.
Listen
you're
to
not
this.
Going to talk about the ways of God. You're not
Mom.
Going to bash the King James Bible that
right.
they've been for so many hundreds of years.
Yes,
yeah.
You're not going to turn around and say it ain't going to count.
Amen.
They're wrong. You're not going to do those things.
Amen.
Tell
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Telling you,
Amen.
You better be careful. I'm telling you right now, most of the time, what happens like that when punishment comes down and that chastising hand
oh.
comes from God, and he comes upon your family, not upon
right.
you.
Right.
He
no.
wants you to watch them suffer, so
that's
then
right.
you'll suffer more. Not
right.
because God's mean, not because
right.
God's
no.
suffer.
Tell
you don't get right. your
attention.
Right. You are part of Christ. You are his. You're not
preach
your own. You can't do these things like that. Like
right.
that. We
amen.
Are not our own.
Amen.
We have to obey him. We got to
right.
do what he asks us.
Amen.
He tells us. according to his word. I'm just being honest. The time's come to preach, Brother Tracy.
You go ahead.
I'm not preach. I'm not trying to get anybody mad at me. I'm not trying to get nobody upset.
No, you go ahead and preach a while.
But I'll tell you, I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
I watched on video. I love y'all enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it makes a difference. Right. The last day.
That's right. Tell it, preacher. Amen.
There's no time to get over here and get over there. The time to be on the straight
path. Yes. Amen.
Let me read this next verse. We ain't got two verses. Thank God we ain't got 100. I don't know if I can handle 100.
Woo. Bless him.
Woo. Number two. And many, this is what it says. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. I'm telling you, that right there is having a harmful effect. This is what pernicious ways.
Amen.
A harmful effect.
Right.
But they're doing it in a subtle way.
Right.
They're coming up.
Amen.
Little whispers. Little things in your ear.
Yeah.
Little things going on. But you know what happened? You know what so-and-so said? Let me tell you. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
I don't believe that.
I'm just telling you what's true. I'm just telling you. That's what that is. Coming up and having the thing.
Come
on. Subtle way. Doing these things. Don't listen to that.
Amen.
This way's right. I'm telling you, the end of the
year,
the Fundamental Baptist Church is right. Tell them, I told them in Sunday school this morning, I come through that door. It's been almost 16 years now. I knew when I walked in that door, I was in the right place.
Amen.
It was without my mind. Never went nowhere else to be. This is the first church I've come to this hell. This is the place to be.
Amen.
Not because of me, it's not because of Brother Tracy, it's because the Spirit of God is here.
Yes.
Yes. It's because we come into worship in the Spirit and truth.
Right.
We follow what the King James Bible says. I don't care what none of y'all say on that thing.
Hey.
You can ask God to
work with
it. Amen. Always right and it's always going to be right.
Amen.
I'm bashing if you want to bash it, but beware.
Beware. Yes.
It's coming their way. I'm telling you. I'm telling us here, hey, don't listen to that garbage. Don't
right.
listen
to that garbage.
You stay on the right path. You listen to what's right. You're in the right place. You're hearing the right stuff.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this King James Bible still right. It's always going to be right.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, we're doing ourselves an injustice if we listen to any of that garbage.
Amen.
We're doing ourselves an injustice.
If we step
one iota off of that right there, if we move off of that a bit, we're doing ourselves an injustice. We're doing our families an injustice. We're doing our youngers an injustice.
Right.
We're doing their babies an injustice. And I'm telling you, it will not go unpunished if we do it.
Yeah. That's right, preacher. You're right.
We're going to stand on what's right. Be faithful and true.
Amen.
To the man of God, to the house of God, do what's right. I ain't saying worship the man of God.
No.
I've heard that somewhere along the line. But I'm telling you, that's what he needs to be treated.
Right.
According to the King James Bible,
right.
And that very thing. Y'all look at me like I said, I'm here, man. But I'm telling you, you say, fine, I'm telling you what.
Touch him.
Yeah. Come on.
Still preaching.
Come on.
I'm going to bless him, Lord. I'm going to hush right in the flesh.
Bless him,
Lord.
That's right.
I love the Lord.
I believe
man. I love the Lord. And I'm telling you,
amen.
I say these things I
that's
love.
Good.
And I tell you. The other time he talked about it, what would tell you, there's people that's left. There's people that no longer come for whatever reason. I'm giving all that. I love you. Love you from the bottom depths of my heart. I wouldn't get up here and preach like this, but I didn't
know.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, I know where it comes. The devil has come in and twisted. He's
poached
and he's prodded. So he's got that. He's got what he wants. I'm telling you, like the other time he said, there's none of us above that. All of us could easily fall into there if we're on it. If we'll step off of this, one bit.
Right.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, seeing life at the door, like you said,
right.
It's
that
awake on us. It'll devour us.
Yep.
It'll devour us.
Amen.
I don't know how to put all that. I tell you, this way is right. This way is right. Don't let nobody ever sway you on that. Don't let anybody come to you whispering about this. Don't let anybody come to you telling you this thing's old fashioned, this thing's out of the past. This is right. This King James Bible.
Amen.
Right? If we'll follow the King James Bible, I'm not sitting there telling you that you have to be an independent fundamental Baptist church.
No.
If you'll follow a King James Bible, you'll have enough sense to go to an independent fundamental Baptist church.
Amen.
Right?
Come on. Amen.
You know it's right.
Come on.
And that's what we should do. Trace that. I got the hooks. I got the
hooks. Amen. I think you're trying to get together and talk. That's what they're going to say.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Brother Eric said it. Brother Al's coming around to preach here in just a minute. But Brother Eric said it. He said, you know, you do this, you do that, and God's going to punish you. And he said, sometimes God may punish your family.
Amen.
To get your attention. And this is what I have heard over the years. I've heard people actually say, well, if that's God, I won't serve him. Well, friend, you won't serve another one because they ain't one.
Amen.
Right. Right.
There's only one God,
Amen.
And there's only one Bible.
Right.
And God is a jealous God. He's a God of wrath. He is a God of punishment. He's also a God of mercy. He's also a God of love. He's all those things.
Right.
Amen. We are his children. And when we get out of line, just like when your children get out of line, amen, the Bible says if you spare the rod, it's because you hate your child.
Right.
God doesn't hate us, so he's not going to spare the rod. Well, I love y'all. Go ahead, Brother Allen. Amen. Give me 12, 15 to finish it up. How?
Listen.
Y'all pray for me also, because I don't want to get the flesh, but you got to stay with the Lord.
Amen.
We'll be in Psalm 37.
Amen.
Start reading verse 7. The Bible says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently.
Hallelujah.
For him, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You know, y'all heard the story. Friday night I was at the church. Brother was there, his backed up girlfriend was there. And, but Craig preached an awesome message. One of the best messages I heard about hell in a long time. About hell. He dragged my brother all through hell, found him over hell, showed him everything. Brother was sitting there crying, twitching, fighting.
Yeah.
Twice he almost got up. He leaned up. And I'm not sure if she dragged him down, the devil dragged him down, but he sat back down pretty much. I believe he stood up and walked, he even said,
hey.
That's how much he was under conviction.
Amen.
I had to go to the altar twice and pray for me. But I don't want to drag him up by the head and drag him on to the altar. Come on. Get saved and do what God wants you to do.
Come on.
But me, I had to put the flesh aside and let God work.
Right.
But sometimes being a Christian like that is hard because, you know, right now he's heard the words of conviction. Two bad things can happen either. Y'all can either draw the spirit and go to hell. We go out there getting cracked, dying, crack, and go to hell.
Bless him.
He's running to the Lord.
Right.
Come on.
And you know, me being a Christian, I'm praying, Lord, have mercy, Lord. You know, give me one more chance.
Right.
Lord, just give me one more chance. Give me one more chance, Lord.
Come on.
Because I know what could happen.
Yes.
Come on.
I also to know what could happen if you just surrender to the Lord.
There you go.
Amen.
Right.
Because God loves him. God loves me.
Right.
God loves him. God loves the sinner who doesn't love the sin.
Right. Right. Right.
Come on.
He loves my brother more than I love him.
That's right.
Come on.
When we're out at a restaurant, he's all the first one. I don't say bless him. One night I was on a date with a friend of mine, and he crashed my date, but he sat two tables over. We all said I bless him. He said, Adam. Except blessing on my food.
Amen.
He knows the way.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he's got to see something.
Seen something.
Amen.
But yet, he just doesn't want to cross that path.
Right?
Cross that threshold. He's holding on to that world out there.
Right.
There's nothing to hold on to, y'all.
Amen.
We know this.
Right.
He's holding on to that world out there for what? For what? Today, he called me today, but going to Hooters. And I said, I've never been and I ain't going to.
Amen.
If you offered me some food from her, I wouldn't eat it anyway. You know why?
Amen.
Another device of the devil. He had them things that are the best thing. I wouldn't know. Don't care to know.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
If you bought me something, I'd throw it in the trash.
Right.
Amen.
Give me no gift card. Here's Hooters. I'd throw it in the trash.
Amen.
Yeah.
What can you do with it?
Amen.
Never can't take me. Oh, you had something before. No, I haven't.
Come on.
Ahead, brother.
I don't want something that will lead me out in that world.
Right.
Let the world see me out in that world.
Come on.
Doing something I shouldn't be doing.
That's right.
If it causes me and my brother to depart a little bit, I will be on God's side. I can do God's work over here while he's over there.
Right.
He can still see me.
God.
He can still see me.
Amen.
Come on.
But I ain't going to where he's at.
No, sir.
I can't.
Amen.
Come on.
That's good
for you. It would push him off the head a little bit more.
Come on.
In the head. Rest in the Lord.
Amen.
I got to trust God. God can still work. God can pull him in. Got to give him another chance.
Come on.
And you know what? I got three more other ones to pray for. Take 20 more years. I'll do it 20 more years.
Amen.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Amen. If my mom comes to the Lord, my daddy comes to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
What if I quit 3 years ago?
Right. That's right.
Come on.
That's right,
yeah.
What if you had quit 3 years ago?
Come on.
That's good.
You can't quit.
Amen.
The ones that walk out them doors, they don't know what they've done to themselves.
Right.
They don't know what they've done to the lost loved ones that have been praying for years.
Amen.
I walk away, my brother might never know the Lord.
That's right.
He's had a taste of it. He's had to go. Going to.
He felt it. Yeah.
He was just surrender.
Yes, sir.
Rest in the Lord.
That's good.
For years he was fighting drugs, alcohol, women, the world.
Come on.
Fighting.
Come on.
He quit smoking a couple of months ago. I thought we'll never see him do that. He quit smoking a couple of months ago. Laid him down.
Come on.
One day, I'm going to walk through the door.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I pray that I can keep my hand in my pocket.
Come on.
Driving to the doctor. One day, Lord, I'm going to bring him to the doctor.
Yeah.
Amen.
And bow his head down. Say, Lord, save my soul.
Amen.
So Troy, you want that door at?
Amen. What's
that?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a shower. I'll shout Friday night before you die.
Come on.
So you know what? Praise the Lord. I'll praise the Lord for that one saved his soul.
Amen.
You didn't have to cry. You didn't have to say, you know what? That one saved his soul.
Amen.
And I'll be able to rest and say, that's one more.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I got a sister. She's a part-time side of mine, part-time. She's straight and narrow. No, she don't. She can't decide what she wants to do. Tell them the wind blows. Two other brothers. One's in Jacksonville, Florida. He loves Joel Osteen. Oh, I know. They call me up. Oh, that I heard. I said, you don't listen to him. Oh, he got a good message. Talk about love and peace and love and peace. What about sin? You don't talk about sin. Always a good thing.
Come on.
How was good? God is good, y'all.
Come
God
on.
Is all, also a judging God.
Amen.
When you do wrong, what you do? You pull this in. So I should go over there. I should do that. I should be over
Amen.
Here.
Come on.
Let go of his hand. There's not a draw in there. There's not a draw in there. Sorry, God ain't there, y'all. When we come in these doors, you can feel a draw and God's pulling
yes.
No, no. Get this out of prayer. Repent. You know, get whatever you have out there out of your way. And get ready to serve the Lord. You're ready to pray the Lord. You're ready to worship.
Amen.
Amen.
It would be a blessing to see a brother here, a brother over here, a sister back there.
Right.
Come on.
You know, my daddy thought about better cross over that threshold.
Come on.
I told him, I said, do you want mom and daddy to look over when you're being judged, see you cast into hell?
Come on.
Is that what you want? You want me to see you cast into hell? Is that what you want? You want to never be with us again, never see us again? I said, you know, the Bible says to wipe away all tears. I would never know you was in hell when the tears were wiped away.
Right.
Right.
Be gone. Your memory will be gone.
Right.
There's no suffering in heaven. There's no sorrow in heaven.
Come on.
When them tears are wiped away.
Right.
That memory is wiped away.
Yes, sir.
Of the one that went to hell.
Yes, sir.
I love my brother. He's one of my best friends.
Come on.
Past year, he's been there helping me out here in Younger. But I've been there for him and helping him out because I'm trying to draw him in. If I was the Hooters today, you know what I'd do? I would push my little
brother. Yes,
sir. Right. I mean, I said, no, I'm going to put on the phone with that quick. So, and they know where I stand. What does your family know where you stand?
There you go. Right.
Does your family know you don't go there, you don't go here? Does your family know you don't allow this is your house, allow this is your house?
Amen.
That's right.
That's good.
You are standing between heaven and hell for your family. You are. You are. I am. I am. And I want to make sure that I can rest in peace. Let God do the drawing. Let God drag the blood to the altar. Not Alan.
Come on.
I was 5 inches from him. I didn't want to look his way, because if I did, I probably would have lost. But he was just, he was worse than Jerry when he sits down during the service. He was twitching, he was up. He was raised up twice to get up. Y'all keep praying for him. Pray for me.
Amen.
That I can be the light I need to be in front of.
Amen.
And when that thing she is, we don't have it out of public now. We heard that. Because some things are not allowed.
Right.
Some things I don't allow.
Come on.
And I try to do it in a godly way. Mm-hmm. But you know, this flesh gets in the way sometimes. And it wants to over instruct whatever and get in the way. But the day coming when I'll see him. Y'all see him on the bench.
Amen.
Amen.
Serving the Lord. You know why? I ain't giving up.
Amen.
You know what? Most of all, he ain't giving up.
Amen.
He's still in charge, y'all. He's still in charge.
Amen.
When we're out that door, you know, he knows where every one of the people are.
Right.
Every one of them. Those where they're at. We make it mad and frustrated, don't understand why they're out there. He knows where they're at.
Amen.
What I pray is, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. I pray for them every day. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Because I want mercy. I don't want them to death. Judgment does.
Come on.
Because they only knew what they're losing, what they lost.
Right.
They would be back here. We can't be begging God.